producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What a good idea that is, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. I have lots on my mind to talk with you about today. You know, I've always maintained that that you can't run your life by asking other people's opinion all the time. I don't think there's anything wrong by asking other people's opinion. But you know what? In my experience, you can be booed for doing the right thing, and you can be applauded for doing the wrong thing, because people have different impressions and different perceptions and different goals. So there really has to be that inner compass. And yesterday, as those of you who listen to the program with great regularity, and bless your little pea-picking hearts, Shannon and I had a show kind of planned. And when I say planned, that's a very loose term, because this program is happiest.
Yeah,
exactly. Our version of planning, which is to say it's loose, gives loose a bad name. That because our favorite thing to do, the reason we're here, the thing that keeps us happy and going is really your phone calls. And since we obviously can't predict those, we can't predict when they're going to come, how many they're going to come, or what they're going to be about. So planning a program is always sort of not the usual, not your mother's plan.
Yep. I guess you can't always plan for it. So
But having said that, what we need to do is make sure that we have things to talk about and things that presumably you're interested in, which is, and a couple of years ago, actually, one of my affiliates, Benji, was the one who said, I know you hate Facebook, but you know what? That's how people are communicating these days, and it really would be an asset to your program. He was absolutely right, and I listened to him then, and it has become certainly one of the mainstays, because a lot of people listen at different times. They listen at work, and calling is just not as optimal for them as just being able to type to us. So it's still my favorite option, as you know, is still to call me at 855-99-DR-JOY. But we're here to serve, we're here to interact. So however you choose to do it is okay with us, even though we certainly have we have preferences. But so yesterday we had something which we will talk about eventually, because I think a lot of people responded. I do think it's important. I do think it has some value. But there was also a shooting in Canada yesterday, which I'm sure many of you have heard about. And literally mid-sentence, I decided, I don't want to do this. That Canada, you know, that we may, unfortunately, in the United States, have come to the point in our evolution, whatever that is,
maybe.
Yeah, is that it's kind of, we're used to hearing that there's a lockdown at a university, or that, you know, McDonald's is under fire, or, you know, but in Canada, it's a very uncommon occurrence. And it really brought Canada, the city of Ottawa, to a screeching halt, and including one of my affiliates, who was nice enough to say, look, you know, you're preempted, you know, we're not going to carry you today because of this. And what probably touched me the most was at the end of his thing, he said, this isn't supposed to happen here. And that was heartbreaking for me, because the idea that that to a certain extent violence is a plague that has really, in some ways, you know, everybody's worried about Ebola these days, but violence is really the Ebola, I think, of our society. It has been historically since human beings have bashed each other on the head coming out of caves. But it was heartbreaking to hear that. And I did, as it turns out, there was only one gunman, and he was actually shot. And although Ottawa was, and he was shot very early on, about, I guess, right around noon. And the city of Ottawa was under lockdown until, well, apparently in the night. And they're still trying to figure out what his motives were. It was a 32-year-old man who was Canadian, who was apparently had a criminal history and had recently converted to Islam. And so there's still a whole bunch of unanswered questions. But one of the reasons I wanted to mention it today, well, a couple of reasons. One is because we got a huge amount of outpouring of people saying, good on you for switching. And as I was saying to Shane, you know, that isn't why we did it. But it's, you know, every once in a while, it's really nice to hear that doing the right thing, following your conscience, is really appreciated, is acknowledged and appreciated. Because it doesn't, you know, I don't think it happens all that often, nor do I think we should count on it. But it was really nice. So thank you all for those of you who took the time out of your busy schedule and saying, hey, good for you. Because it's really appreciated. I mean, look, it's important for me as a human being, as a broadcaster, as a therapist, to have that feedback, whether it's positive or negative, when you're mad at me, when you're happy with me. But as I said, you know, I think you can't run your life by doing that. And when I made the decision, literally in mid-sentence yesterday, first of all, Shane was very supportive of it. But and which is really lovely, because the people you work with are kind of the ones who know, you know, what you look like when you're not wandering around with your public face on. And, you know, exactly. They say no man is a hero to his butler, and I'm not sure any talent is a hero to his producer. But it was that, so that was nice. But then the rest of you. So that was number one, of just saying thank you for that. And that, you know, doing the right thing every once in a while is going to turn out, from your perspective, to turn out to be, if not wildly popular, at least appreciated, which was great. And the other thing I wanted to comment on was, as many of you know, I was actually in Canada. I was in Toronto when the plane hit in September 11th. And they got me to, I was actually in a spa, they got me to Toronto, to my affiliate in Toronto, within about an hour. And I was then on the air for the next 36 hours, solid. And then my friends got me, they drove, because there were no planes flying, they got me down to Friendship Bridge, and they walked me across. I got on a train and was back here, broadcasting in the morning, because I was on then in the morning, and then I would be down at the pit at Grand Cerro for the next, you know, I'd get down there about 1 o'clock and stay till about 1 o'clock in the morning, go home and sleep, start the whole process all over again for about 7 or 8 weeks. And one of the things that was incredibly touching, see if I can do this, was, it's like you can tell, it's still a little raw.
Absolutely.
Was that people in Canada went to Lake Erie and faced the United States and sang America the Beautiful. And they did it in Ottawa. They did it every place. And for me, at that time, it was like, I can't believe it's been, 13 years, was this incredibly, you felt like you were, you know, with your favorite cousins,
mm-hmm.
which is why I don't bring a passport to Canada. My mom is getting yelled at. But you guys are my cousins.
Right.
Joy, you need a passport. And yesterday, I think at the Pittsburgh Penguin game, they sang O Canada. And so that seemed to me sad that we had to reciprocate in kind to something that was, you know, in some ways as devastating to Canadians. You could say, I know someone's going to say, well, look, you can't compare the 3,000 people in September. But you can. If it's, you know, it's the same thing. Yeah. It's terrorism on your own soil. And it's truly terrifying, which it's meant to be. So that seemed to me not so much payback, because you hate to think of it in those terms, but a reaffirmation of the special relationship that I think the United States and Canada share. Of really, I mean, we can be competitive with one another, we can make fun of one another, we can object when we don't have passports, but there is that kinship.
Yeah,
like first cousins or something. There is that kinship and that affection and that sort of bone-deep connection, affection, empathy with one another, and that was really touching. And I do want to, you know, today is also an eclipse, which I'm convinced has made everything cuckoo, which I will tell you about a little bit. But also encourage you to call. And I think today we're going to sort of try and do one more day of maybe we'll finish out the week being as positive as we possibly can, just to kind of offset the notion that the world is falling apart. I don't think it actually is, but let's do our part to kind of keep each other buoyed up. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hannah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling because I need a strategy to build my own feelings of self-worth. On paper, I look great, but I don't feel that way.
Well, okay. What would make you feel better about yourself?
Wow. Being able to walk into a room with friends and feel comfortable.
Okay. Well, let me sort of break that down for you. Let me sort of take a little step off, because self-esteem isn't Joy Brown esteem. It's not paper esteem. It's not mom esteem. It's self. So by definition, the only person who can answer the question about what would make you feel better about yourself is Hannah. You know, it's Hannah esteem. So you, clearly not something you thought about before, but when I pushed you on it, you said, okay, I want to be able to walk into a room full of friends and not feel uncomfortable. Okay, so why do you feel uncomfortable when you walk into a room full of friends?
Because I don't feel like I belong.
What isn't that what a friend means? Is that somebody that you feel comfortable with? Maybe the issue is not you. Maybe you've got the wrong friends.
I'm the person that everybody calls when they need something, when there's a crisis.
Well, that's fine for them, but what does that mean about you?
And yet I don't feel comfortable calling on anybody for anything.
Well, now that's a different issue. Anna, don't go off the deep end here. If we're going to problem solve, we go through things methodically. We don't just go flying around. We don't go flinging thoughts, all right? All right. First of all, you just completely rushed by what I would view as a quintessential definition of a friend, which is somebody with whom you feel comfortable, almost by definition. So when you say you walk into a room full of friends and don't feel comfortable, I would argue that you picked the wrong friends. You just completely ignored that comment and said, well, everybody calls me for help. And I said, well, that's fine for them, but what's in it for you? Then you made another statement, which to a certain extent is a non sequitur, believe it or not. You said, instead of sort of saying, well, gee, maybe friends are people that I do feel comfortable with, so maybe I need to find people I feel comfortable with, you said, I don't feel comfortable with anybody, which means that it may be that you don't have any friends because you're not comfortable sharing anything other than your perfect self with them, that you're not willing to be vulnerable, or you're not willing to ask for help, or you're not willing to be put in a position where somebody may judge you, which then gets back to your original statement, which is it may not be that I don't have friends. It may be that I don't trust other people enough to like me, even if I'm not providing for them, that they're providing for me, which means that you got to find somebody. You've never had a friend? You've never had somebody who could call up and say, help, I need some help from you?
Oh, I have a lot of people that would be thrilled to...
That isn't what I said. Hannah, you have an amazing ability to not answer the question. And I don't know if it's you're not listening or you have a pat response, or because I've asked three specific questions to which
you've
given... Well, Hannah, how are you going to feel worthy? How are you going to do that?
How am I going to feel worthy?
Mm-hmm. It's not Joy Brown esteem. It's not friend esteem. It's Hannah esteem. So if you don't feel worthy, then you have to figure out what you can do to make yourself feel worthy, because that's the job.
I haven't got a clue.
Well, then you're going to have to look, because it doesn't make any difference what I think. It may be that to feel worthy, I need to make sure that my shoes are shined. It may be that I need to make sure that people smile at me. It may be that I need to make sure that my breath is fresh. But that's all Joy esteem. That has nothing to do with Hannah. So you're going to have to do the work of figuring out what it is that would make you feel okay with your friends. And one of the places to start is, what is it that you value in other people? For example, if you value someone who's a good listener or has a sense of humor or is willing to listen to you or is willing to bring a casserole over, figure out what you value in other people and then begin to be that person. Because, you know, the friendship is really like, I mean, some people are probably naturally gifted with it, to be quite honest, just like some people have a great backhand. But all of us can learn a backhand. All of us can learn. We may not be terrific at it, but we can learn it, and we can learn it well enough so that we can play the game. So you have to figure out what it is that you value, and then figure out how to do it. Because self-esteem is a really great term. It says self, not anybody else, so it's you. And esteem is really an active process of valuing. So you have to figure it out. Get started on it. Make up a list. I'll help you with it. Eileen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I love my husband, but I don't like him. What do I do?
How long have you been married?
21 years.
Did you ever like him?
Yes.
When did you stop liking him?
Probably the last 5 to 8 years.
What did you do 5 to 8 years ago?
Nothing necessarily. Just, I think, going different directions in interests and lifestyles.
You guys have kids?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How old are they?
21, 17, and 16.
Well, 8 years ago, 5 years ago, you're...
And I may not be an exact, you know, time. I'm just...
Did something happen? Did either of you lose a parent? Did you move? Did he lose a job?
No.
Did you have an affair? Anything?
No, nothing really, anything outstanding, no.
Well, because, I mean, do people evolve in different directions? Yeah.
Yeah.
But quite often, do the two of you do anything together?
Not very much, not a lot lately.
Well, I mean, that's certainly the place to start, because at some point, you need to decide that either I'm going to stay in this relationship, and if you're going to stay, I would certainly try to make it more workable, or I'm going to leave it. Either way, it would seem to me that the percentage play is to see if there's not some way of working together. I mean, your kids are certainly within the next couple of years going to be out of the household.
Yeah.
As retirement looms, you're going to be spending more, not less, time together. So I think it's important to begin to find some things to do together. The two of you have weekly dates?
No, not very frequently, no.
Eileen, do you want to stay in this marriage?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Then I think it's... Do you think he loves you?
I think he's same thing. He loves me, but I don't think he likes me at all.
All right, well, then let's find some things to do. I think I would sit him down tonight when he comes home for dinner and say... You know, here's the deal. I think we've gotten really sloppy about this marriage, that 20 years ago we couldn't stand being out of each other's sight. We could hardly wait for the other one to get home so we could share what's going on in our day. We've gotten very child-centered, and we're not paying enough attention to each other. So I propose that this week, on this weekend, I'm going to take you out for a date, be ready at 6 o'clock on Friday, and I'm going to take you someplace. You could be casually dressed or whatever it is you want to do next week, and I'm going to do next week. Then you get to do a week of figuring out something that's fun. Do not just take him out for a slice and a movie. I mean, it's a waste of your time. You want to plan it as a date of something, and if you're really smart, which I'm sure you are, plan something that you know he'd really like to do as well. I mean, if he's active, go bowling, or if he's always loved impressionist art, go to the museum. Go figure out something that's different, unusual, because a date really shows intention and effort, right? And that's the point. So you've invested 20 years in this marriage. Let's invest another, couple of months to see if we can find something really interesting. I mean, the point is that if you're as careless about the next relationship as both of you have been about this one, you'll end up in the same situation, and you won't have the kids as a distraction. So it seems to me it's worthwhile to at least invest a little bit more to see if you can't make it pay off better. Yes?
So spending time really can help or heal or fix it?
Well, spending time of things to do together so that in new interests. Don't pick a sport that you can beat him at. Don't pick a sport that he, that you're inept and it's going to drive him crazy. Find some new things to do together, to learn together. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, give it a try.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Okay.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756. Well, you know the world is in a relatively good place when Renee Zellweger's facelift is it's the lead story.
Yeah.
She's unrecognizable.
Wow.
Man, well, my favorite sort of story about facelift, well, I have two. Actually, one is Angie Dickinson, who said, well, you know, that first of all, everybody knows, so why bother? Which I always thought, of course, she's gorgeous, and I don't think she ever had one. And the second
actually,
was I
kind of agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, But it, I mean, it's a tough business. Thank God for Betty White, who's had actually several facelifts, but nevertheless is still working at like 300.
Right.
But the second was, I was at the theater a couple of years ago and with a friend, and she said, see, that's the problem about plastic surgeries. It makes everybody look like Joan Rivers. And I turned around and I said, that's Joan, which was. And nice. I told Joan that story, who did not find it all that amusing. I actually thought she would be amused by it. I wasn't doing it to be mean. She didn't think it was funny at all.
Yeah, I think that was kind of funny.
No, I mean, I think Joan is like a lot of us that... you know, that she'll make fun of herself, but she chooses how.
Yeah,
you know,
to an extent,
somebody else. Yeah. All right. 855-993-7569. Andrew, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm good today, Andrew. How are you?
Good. Called you quite a few times, and I noticed today on your Facebook page, you have the best thing so far for 2014.
Right.
I've actually got a couple.
Okay.
The first one is in 2013, I moved from Cape Cod, Massachusetts to New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And when I originally moved, I actually put in for a low-based income housing place.
Okay.
And they had said the wait would be anywhere from 6 months to a year. Well, it was less than a year, and I get the phone call to come in where... Now I've gone from a studio to a one-bedroom apartment with everything included, and compared to the studio apartment that I was in, I'm saving over $400 a month in rent.
Wow, a bigger apartment and saving money. Doesn't get a whole lot better than that, does it?
Yeah, and it's bigger.
That's fantastic. Good for you. So you're a happy camper.
It's a nice place. It's you know, an all-brick building. It's got the buzzer unit system, so you have to buzz your guest into the building.
Right.
It's got a camera that you can view the front door 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So it's safe?
So it's a safe building, and it's mainly elderly, but because of the laws in Massachusetts, they're required to have so many units for young disabled adults.
Good.
Which is where I fit in. I was very lucky. It was a matter of less than a year, and I received the place.
Well, that's terrific. So have you gotten to meet some of your neighbors?
Oh, yeah. There's a group of us that the whole summer, during the spring and summertime, all we did is we sat out front the building. There's a picnic bench and a couple benches. And we just sit out there for the entire day. Oh, it's lunchtime. Let's go in. We go in for lunch. We go back out. Oh, it's dinner time. We go back in for dinner. And we go back out till sometimes 10 o'clock at night. And then it's like, all right, see you guys tomorrow. We're going to bed.
That sounds wonderful. It sounds like it's not only a bigger apartment and less money, but really a lovely community for you.
Yeah, it is. It was a stroke of luck. It really was. It was just like, and when we saw the savings.
Yeah, that's great. That's terrific.
Okay.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, and congratulations, and hopefully something even more spectacularly wonderful will happen next year. And you'll let us know.
And combined it with this one, when I was on the Cape, I was involved in a Sandwich Citizens Police Academy, which, you know, the local citizens in the town can take this course, and it gives you an idea of what the cops go through every single day of their life.
Well, good.
And this year we had our semi-annual meeting, and because I've been so involved this year, even though I'm living up in New Bedford now, we actually got recognized through the police department and got new shirts with our new patch on it. And we received, have you ever heard of the collector coins?
What you mean, like the U.S. Mint ones that come out every once in a while?
These are the ones that like the people in public safety and the Army get.
My brother has one, so that's how I know about it.
Well,
yeah.
I actually received two of them this year.
Well, great.
For my service for helping out all year long, because I would leave here at like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'd get down there for 6:30, and I'd be there till 10:30 at night. Like once a month. up until just recently.
Well, good for you. So, I mean, it sounds like you're one of those people who's just who's doing good as well as just hanging around. Good for you.
But you take care, Dr. Joy, and you have a great weekend. And if I don't talk to you before the holidays, you have a great holiday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much, Andrew. And congratulations on your new dick. Sounds like it was meant to be. There you go.
Oh, it definitely was. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. You know, it's really nice to hear stories like that because we hear so much about people being, you know, being cranky about stuff. And, you know, it didn't quite work out. It's not what I wanted. And so that's great. Congratulations. Good to hear. All right, so that's part of what we're doing is sort of saying, tell us about something good that happened to you. You know, share the good news, put a smile on our face. I thought I would, I suppose this goes along with the eclipse story that I was, you know, I'm one of those relatively cheerful people, as you guys know from listening to the program. I really irritate the living daylights out of people. But I'm convinced that, you know, that full moons and especially eclipses do really affect us. And maybe that's sort of, once you believe it, it happens. But I was just to have, well, first of all, I guess there were two separate events that made me think that I'll be glad when the eclipse is done. The first was I had very complicated plans for tonight, where a friend called and said, all right, let's go to this kind of thing. And he said, I'll get the tickets. And I said, well, you know, I may be able to get those for you because I think I know the producer. So I, you know, sent an email off and the producer said, sure, you know, got them. Great. And he said, in addition, you can go to this as well. Well, I couldn't go to the first one. So I wrote him back and I said, I can't go to the first one, but great for the second one. All set. Called my friend. And he said, well, great. You know, we'll do this. And then it turns out there was a screening I was supposed to go to, which my friend was not very enthusiastic about, to be quite honest. And I said, well, you know, you don't have to go. I can meet you there or whatever. No, I'll come with you. So then I get an email that says the tickets just fell through. And then he said, well, let me see what else I can do. And so it turns out that the tickets fell through. And it turns out that the screening that my friend actually didn't want to go to in the beginning turns out to be too long. The whole thing was just a mess. And I'm one of those people that tries really hard not to make messes, especially, I mean, not in my only in my own life, but everybody else. And it finally was getting so complicated about how we're going to do this. And I finally said, look, let me call you. I said, I feel terrible about this because I told you I get the tickets because I sent him the email as well. You know, and it just all fell through. And, you know, so I finally said, look, you go to your thing, because by the time I get to your thing, you're not going to be able to have dinner. So that was number one. And that never happens. First of all, I never cancel on anybody. Second of all, nobody ever tells me that something's a done deal till it is. So obviously the full moon or the eclipse was affecting them as well. And then I'll tell you the other story in a minute. 855-993-7569. And you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Howdy. I wanted to tell my story about when I first knew I was in love.
Okay.
It was our first date.
Wow.
All night long. I mean, all night long. Many cups of coffee. In the morning, it was dawn. I didn't go home until dawn. And I woke my mother, of course. I lived with my mother. She was a nervous wreck because I didn't come home all night. And all I said to her was, tonight, you're going to meet the man I'm going to marry, because we had a date. And I went up to bed, and she got on the phone with my sister and said, I think your sister went crazy.
How old were you?
I was 34, I think.
Old enough, yeah, that's not a baby.
Well, right, and so she figured she was stuck with me for life. I mean, I had no real interest. I wasn't really looking. I figured, well, I was always one that said, I'd rather be happy alone than miserable with the wrong person.
Yeah, exactly. So, did you end up marrying this dude?
Did, yes. One week shy of a week. You know, 1 week, a year. Let me see. 1 week.
A week shy of a year.
Right, exactly. Like, our first date was October 12th, and we got married on October 6th, the following
year. Wow. So, are you still married?
No, he passed away quite a few years ago, but we had very good quality time.
It sounds wonderful. You knew. She knew.
I knew. I knew, and I think that's exactly what happened. You know.
Well, all right. Fair enough. We got it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Billet. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, now you know that there are numerous ways to get in touch with me. Our favorite, always, phone number I just gave out, 855-99-DR-JOY, because then I can talk with you and get the information I need. You can also Facebook me. You can respond to a question. You can send an email. Or you can actually email me. So, we have, I think, a couple of emails today. Shane, you want to start with one?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. We have a listener named Kim,
who wrote into us, and she says, I'm too busy to be able to call. My question is, I have a 14-year-old daughter, a freshman in high school, very active in soccer. She now has a 13-year-old boyfriend, and they are monitored by herself and her also his parents when they're at his home. She says she also has a 15-year-old boy, a 12-year-old boy, and an 11-year-old girl, so four of her own total, and she's married. She says she's had friends tell her that she should get her 14-year-old daughter on the pill. She says, I don't think she is there yet on the sex. We have had the talks about her body being ready for it, and her mind and emotions maybe not being ready for it. But then again, like I've heard you say, she's not going to ask my permission to have sex, and God forbid it does happen. She says, I made a comment to my husband yesterday about it, and he said no way that would be condoning it.
It's not.
Yeah.
But I think there's a different way of dealing with it. Is there anything more in that?
She just says, I'm at a loss. I have had talks with them about condoms and that sort of thing.
Well, and you sort of already got me to the point I would make. I would sit with your daughter and say, look, I think you're too young to have sex. If it were up to me, you'd probably be 45 before you have sex. Your father and I are in heaven. No, don't say that. But you can say, I think that waiting a while makes some sense. However, I don't want you to have unprotected sex. So you tell me. And certainly one of the ways of doing it is to say, I will give you permission to go to Planned Parenthood or go to my OBGYN, because the other thing that I think is a really good idea is before a young woman is sexual, and certainly before she's on the pill, I'm not crazy about 13-year-olds being on the pill if they're not having sex or even if they're having episodic sex, because they're still, presumably they're still kind of emerging physically, and the pill is serious medicine, so it's not as strong a dosage as it used to be, which also means if you miss that, it used to be that you could take a pill and in theory you'd be protected, and then if you didn't have sex for a while, but now you can't do that. You have to take the pill every day for it to be protective because the doses are lower. So are we crazy about a 13-year-old who may not be having sex and is probably not having sex very much even if she is on the pill? It's an iffy situation. But one of the possibilities is, rather than you feeling that you have to either be, run afoul of your husband, because I don't think it is giving permission any more than saying, look both ways before you cross the street, is permission to jaywalk. I think it doesn't hold up. That explaining to somebody about how to protect themselves when they're ready to have sex is good parenting. But I think my concern is really the physiological part as well as the psychological part. So saying to her, here's the deal. What I can do is either give you the name of Planned Parenthood or you can have the name of my OBGYN. I don't think it's a very good idea for you to be having sex yet, but it's a much better idea to be having protected sex than unprotected sex. So either you can come to me and I'll go with you, or you can go on your own, but just don't have unprotected sex. And which means that if you're not having sex, it makes no sense to put you on the pill. And you don't want to necessarily sort of be on the pill. So if you're not ready to have sex and your boyfriend says, well, let's do it, then you can say, well, at least I'm not going to get pregnant. That isn't how you don't want to backdoor the decision to have sex. You want to be very clear that this is something you're ready to do and you're prepared to do. So here's the deal. And I think certainly buying her condoms makes some sense, that you can keep these with you, and it may be years before you use them. And you tell me how you'd like me to proceed on this, and then, because that means that she has to take responsibility, and that's really what we're talking about. It's not so much whether kids have sex when they're 14 or when they're 15 or when they're 38 or 39. I mean, it's the take responsibility for your behavior, and if you're old enough to be sexual, you're old enough to be responsibly sexual. And that's the message you're sending her. Because just because she's on the pill doesn't mean she'll take it. And you don't want to be in charge of giving her the pill, because that's a whole different level. So talking with her about, tell me what makes sense for you. And she may sort of blush and say, oh, Mom, I don't really want to talk about this. And you could say, well, okay, but understand, if you're old enough to be sexual, you're old enough to be sexually responsible. So here's some possibilities, and see where she gets on it. You'll have a much better idea of what's going on with her without actually saying, okay, are you having sex yet? Which she may or may not be honest about. I mean, and kids can fib both directions on it, of saying they're having sex when they're not and not having sex when they are. So what you want her to do is be responsible. So that's what I would do. And I think with respect to your husband saying, what's giving her permission, it's not at all. It's just saying, any more, as I said, than saying, look both ways before you cross the street is giving her permission to jaywalk. It's not. It's saying that you take responsibility for your behavior, and some behavior is riskier than others. All righty?
I've heard the argument parents use where they kind of make it a thing where, you know, we'll put you on the pill because it makes your periods more regular.
Well, I think that's true, but, I mean, presumably that you're doing that because, in fact, that's what we're trying to,
sure,
to accomplish. Not just, this is kind of a back door of it. And the pill is, I mean, the serious medication. I mean, it's not specific. It's, you know, it's global. And so, I think you do it advisedly. So.
Sure.
All righty. So hopefully that helps a little bit. And I think 13 is a little bit young. However, having said that, understand that the average age, believe it or not, at this moment of first experience for boys and girls is 11.
Yikes.
Which I think, yeah, is. Oh, and who knows, which means that that's average.
Right. So
that there's somebody younger.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is alarming. And it's not, I mean, puberty is hitting earlier and earlier. So, I mean, it is, and I said, one of the issues at one point was that 25% of all live births were to women under the age of 19, and you figure most of those are single parent, are not married, which is alarming. It's kids raising kids. It's kids growing up in a situation that is probably not the most. I mean, it's kids raising kids. It's awfully young. So there we are. And hopefully the discussion, and I mean, after you've talked with her, you can certainly call me and we can talk about what the issues are that she brought up. But I think that the appropriate way is to talk with her and you know, and maybe even have her dad along at the time, depending on how he feels about it, because it's something you don't want to have the feeling that, you know, that sex is something that only women can talk about with women and men talk about with men. It's not I don't think that's very healthy either. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.